Yes, we definitely love the sunshine here in Dallas. Let me tell you, it has been beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, universe. Thank you. It's been a beautiful, beautiful 3-day wonderful weekend. Hope you had your, I hope you enjoyed yourself. Hope you played it forward, served a purpose, maybe blessed somebody. I know I was blessed by a couple of my friends. Let me just say, I don't know if I blessed anybody. I'm going to tell you the truth. But I know for sure two of my friends truly blessed me, and I thank y'all very much if y'all are listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Sister girl, sometimes when you do this all the time, you need to be encouraged and lifted and carried. And it's that. Let me testify. Sister girl needs to be carried sometimes. It'd be so much going on in the universe that you like, you know, you just need to be lifted up, and you know, you just need for your circle of true friends and true families, and just come in and just, you know, I got you. Take rest, and we got you. We're going to be the wind underneath your wings for the day and however long you need us. So I thank you, sister girls. Thank y'all for holding me down because I need it. Anyway, happy Tuesday, family. Welcome to the show. I have a couple, oh my goodness, they bless me. They, come on, bless me. I told you in 2015, Full Circle was going to do a little bit more than just talk about it. It was going to be about it. And part of being about it is not only just talking about it and getting it out in the air about your marriage, raising kids, you know, life stuff. Also, I like the way they say it, call to action, give you a vehicle of opportunities and different things, networking, in all areas, just business, friendship, because friendships are very, very important. I believe that, as you well know. So I was scanning and asking God, okay, all right, so how are we going to do this? And I kept seeing this post, and this energy kept coming through my Facebook page of this couple that was just doing it up, doing it up, doing it up, doing it up. You know, we're doing big things. So, I was like, okay, let me just reach out and say, hey, y'all want to talk about this on the air? Do you want to bring this fire to the air? Because y'all are so excited just based on the post you're putting. You want to come to the show and do this. They are a married couple. They are parents. They are grinders. They get out there and they're doers. Let me put it that way. They definitely are doers, and they're definitely on fire. Not just on fire about currently what they're doing. They're on fire, period, about their marriage, about life, just about things that's going on. Let me just stop it. Let me introduce my two guests, husband and wife, Kelsey and Kendrick Gordon. Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
We are super excited right now, Ken. We're over here just grinning and cheesing because we get to have the opportunity to be among you guys. We were so excited about that.
Y'all, I tell you what, you guys, you know, true, I didn't know the full story until Sunday. But let me tell you, I was more impressed about what led up to this new venture that you two are on. I was really, y'all, what got me is the fire that y'all have to really help people. Y'all are really about, I mean, y'all not just talking it, y'all really walking it. Y'all are genuinely about, you know, how can y'all bless people? How can you take the lessons and the opportunities that you learned and had, you know, been given? How do you share that? And you guys are just ready to just, so let me just shut my mouth up and say, give y'all the floor. Tell us first of all a little bit about you two. So we'll have a little background. You know, I know we know you're married. You know you have kids. But are y'all millionaires yet? Are y'all, you know, what's going on in your universe? Talk to us.
Well, let me tell you like this. We are married 15 years, two boys, 14 and 11. Yes, we're millionaires yet. We are on our way.
Are we too close? I got feedback. Are y'all real close?
Yeah, we are. We are close by each other, so I will fix it.
Okay. All right, go for it now.
I was just saying that we've been married for 15 years, two boys, 14 and 11.
Ooh.
And we are, you know, you actually, we were millionaires. We're not millionaires quite yet.
Amen.
But we are millionaires on our way. We already have claimed it, and by the end of 2015, you will be seeing a couple of millionaires in your presence. So stay tuned to that. Absolutely, absolutely. We believe that God is making moves in 2015, not just for us, but for all of His people. You know, and that's the principle that we stand behind is we don't just want to be millionaires ourselves. We want to take a group of millionaires with us. It's just exciting to be when you know you're in God's will and you know you're following God's plan. It's exciting because you know that, you know, even though the enemy may come against you, you already know that the victory is yours. So I just thank God for my beautiful wife. I thank God for the blessings that He's given us throughout our 15 years of marriage. And I just thank God for you, Miss Jackie, for just allowing us the time to just have this time to come out and to your audience and just let them know, hey, it's people out here, we're doing it. And we're all about blessing others, and we're all about, you know, blessing and being a blessing at the same time.
Wonderful. Well, I was hoping I hope she just went to another room and was still on the microphone. You know,
I did.
Oh,
yeah,
okay, there you go. I hope she was still on the microphone, you know.
I did. And as my husband said, we are super, uber excited about God's blessings and where He's going to go. I call it the journey. For the longest time, it's been a journey. And it's a winding road. I mean, you're going to go through so many things that's going to happen on this journey. We had our setbacks. We had things that happened to us. I always say that there was a post that was out there on Facebook, and I saw it, and it really, really touched my spirit when I saw it. It said 2013 was the warm-up. And I registered with that because in 2013, that is when Kendrick and I went through the most difficulty in our journey, in our marriage, in our relationship, and even just as individuals. We were battling with lots and lots of different things. Anything, you name it, from weight gaining, being overweight, to all the way at the end of 2013, me losing a good job. I mean, a job I loved and had for 13 and a half years, almost 14 years I was employed with this company, and to be taken in a room and not even given any notice, and here I am, me, thinking I'm secure. Well, how many times have we said that no one is secure? But again, I didn't believe it, and I get removed. I was laid off. So having to start all over again, that was not fun for me. I went to a level of deep depression, very much deep depression. I gained weight. I didn't want to be around anybody. I just kind of lost who Kelsey was. And in the midst of that, my husband trying to support me, but then he's dealing with his own stuff. So it was just a whole lot of series of events. One of my best friends, you know, passed away. So it got to the point where I didn't know who I was anymore. And then to one night, and I shared it with Jackie, and I don't mind, and I'm sharing it with you guys as a listening audience. I got to the point where one night God finally got to me and I was able to finally hear Him. When I finally got out of myself and was able to hear God clearly, He asked me, "Are you done yet?" Okay. "Are you done yet?" When He finally asked me, "Was I done yet?" I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know if that was me being whatever, but I finally heard Him, and He said, "Are you done yet? I have something else for you. You were never going to leave that job. You were never going to do what I called you to do. You were never going to operate in your gift." Didn't understand what that meant for the longest time until when I finally got up and dusted myself off and got busy in 2014. So I went ahead through life. Ken and I went through a series of things. We got together, and we actually started losing weight together. We started exercising and eating right because we knew that one of the things was God said that your body's a temple. You know, you need to take care of it because I need you armed and ready for what I'm going to take you through. Didn't understand that meaning either. But I went ahead, and I was obedient in that. Ken, you have anything to add to that?
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, as she said, there was a deep depression going on, and it wasn't just in her. It was within the household because her being the only female in the house, all the love, not saying that the boys don't love me, you know, we have
right,
two sons.
Right, right, right.
But all the love and all that nurturing power shifted, that was really shifted towards her, because we were all pouring into her, trying to encourage her, trying to do the right things for her and so forth. And it's just like when that depression hits mama, the nurturer, the person who's supposed to be the lover and supporter of everybody in the house. And, you know, I don't care what anybody says. Mama is the heart of any household. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's just the truth of the matter.
Yeah.
The wife is the heart of the household. So when mama is down, everybody else seems to drop too. Because when mama's down, it's like, wait. Mama's the one who always picking everybody up. Mama's always the one encouraging everybody. It's that kiss or that hug or that touch from mama that just get it right. And so, and as a husband, it's the same thing. When my wife, sometimes my wife can just come to me and she speaks so softly and so sweet to me, and it's like, okay, all this crap I done been through today was worth it just to hear her say that, because everything else just falls off. Everything else just falls off. And so, you know, as we went through that, you know, God started working on us. Like she said, we started to lose weight. I was over 400 pounds at one point. In my life, I was over 420 something pounds at one point. I've lost well over 100 pounds at this point.
And y'all both look fabulous. May I say that you both look absolutely fabulous.
Thank you.
And I still got a ways to go. You know, when you're that big, you got, you know, you lose 100 pounds, you still got a little bit more to go. But I thank God for the victory and just being able to get that far away from 400, because I was on the, you know, on the cusp of diabetes, high blood pressure, all types of different ailments that are associated with us being overweight and generally unhealthy being that size.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, you know, I want to admonish anybody in the listening audience. I mean, this year, if you resolve to lose weight, do it. If you have resolved to lose weight, do it, no matter what it takes. Get store, you know, bypass all the fried processed foods, get you some chicken, get you some, you know, get you some raw vegetables and so forth and so on to get your body right. Because what God has given us, we have to take care of it. And our bodies is the number one thing we have to take care of, because God can't use an unhealthy soul.
Ooh.
You know, God can't use a person who's overweight. He can use you, but after a while, you'll be used up because you have no energy, and God can't do the things that he needs to do. And a pastor told me that. A pastor came up on me and told me that, because I'm a youth minister at our church. And he said, how are you going to teach the youth? How are you going to have that energy that the youth has? And you that size, brother, you know. And he came to me in love and said that. And I thought about it, and it really kicked me to the core. You know, so to the listening audience, please, 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 for your health, for your health, for your well-being, and also for your self-esteem, get in the gym or go walk in, eat right, get it done. Because I tell you what, you will never know what you've been missing until you get those pounds off of you. I swear to you.
Well, that's a look. Let me jump in there, because this is a good walk into this product that you guys are just, you know. And I'm going to get me some. I'm going to go on there and I'm going to order the sunset and sunrise. I said, good Lord. I'm going to go on there, you know, because like I told you, and like I said, you know, and especially in the black community as well as the Spanish, the Latin community, I mean, and other, all the races, really, just the human race, let me put it out there. High blood mm-hmm. pressure, diabetes, cholesterol. You know, when you get a certain age, you know, all of a sudden everything ache, you know, the knee, the hip, the arm, you know, headaches, the stress of the job causing headaches and migraines
mm-hmm.
and all of this. So tell me what God dropped in the midst of y'all lap to help us get, you know, healthy again.
You want to grab this one, babe?
I'll grab this one. in the midst of the journey, one of the things in us as my husband said, and us losing weight and preparing our bodies at the temple and going through all the things that we had been through, from depression, losing our job, being to the point where we didn't know where the money was going to come from. You know, everybody, we've been there. We know that struggle. So getting things in 2014, just preparing us, I ended up, I asked God, one of my prayers was that, you know, I want to be able to share and care. I want to be able to continue to motivate and encourage or be there for people who are, as my husband said, want to lose weight and want to maintain a healthy lifestyle. That was my prayer. Well, that prayer got answered because I ended up being at a business meeting one night and didn't even know I was going to a business meeting, might I add. I just was in a car going with a mutual friend to see something because she asked me to go. It was my Zumba instructor. And I went and I saw this product, this company called Kayani. And I seen where they had the different three products, which was the Sunrise, the Nitro FX, and then the Sunset, as Jackie was just mentioning. And all these products helped. It doesn't cure, but it was helping people who had cancer, lupus, diabetes, arthritis, you name it. It was, there were so many wonderful, beautiful testimonies in the room as to it wasn't curing everything, but it was making it be able to function on a daily basis. There's even a test. There was one young lady who was there and who also is one of our business partners now in the industry, that has lupus, and she was on 9 different medications, and by using this product, she's now only taking 1 medication. And God is good, I will tell you. God is good. For her to come from having lupus and literally having to crawl every day, in so much pain, and to just come down to just taking 1 medication, and just by using the products, you know what, God, if this is for me, show it to me. And it wouldn't let me go because I tell you, I came home and I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. I had to tell my husband about it because that was my prayer. I wanted to be able to be a blessing to someone else because isn't that what kingdom building is about, being a blessing to someone else? And this is a part of the things that we have, me and Ken have said that we want to do going in the end of 2014, into 2014. I don't want my fellow man to struggle, have any type of health issue. If there's something out there that can help them, then I want me and Ken to be able to help them. I'm fine. If it doesn't help, if I'm not blessed by it, fine. I want others to be blessed by it. And that was our prayer. We stood on Jeremiah 29:11, and we've been going with that. And Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision, make it plain. We did. So this is where we are, and this is how we got introduced into the Kayani family. So with us being introduced into the Kayani family, it has provided a vehicle for us to take our family from being where we're living paycheck to paycheck to now going into, as Ken said, millionaires by the end of 2015. Because all we're doing is sharing and caring. That's all we're doing. We're not asking anybody to buy anything. We're not asking. We're just giving. We're just sharing what just landed in our lap. It just literally landed in our lap. And I know it had to be by God's intervention.
So okay, let me ask the hard question.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, you know, because people are thinking this. Okay, so this is not about a product. This is about y'all wanting me to join a venture. Is this what this is about, or is this genuinely about something that's for me, for my health? You know, I can just go and buy the product. I'm not going to be pressured to, you know, join any networking, you know, because, you know, there's so many out there. We done got suckered in so many times. Avon, Mary Kay, Amway. You know, talk to me. How, what, because I know that's how we met. I know. So what, yeah. What?
Okay.
What made you say this is
not a problem. What it is, quite honestly, I don't care if I make a dime in this business, okay? And I'm being as transparent as I can be right now. I don't care if Kelsey and I make one dime in this business. That's not what I'm in it for. What got my attention when I saw the whole layout as far as everything that the company provides, you know, the money, the products, the whole bit, it's what the products actually do, okay? Because what happens is in our bodies are made to run a certain way. God made us perfect in the beginning. And what has happened is we've done things to our bodies over the years and eating the wrong foods and eating processed foods, foods that's not really even foods, because if you look at the labels, some of the stuff that you got in there you can't even pronounce. And I made it a point last year that I wasn't going to eat or consume anything that I couldn't pronounce. So if I look at the label and I can't pronounce the name, it's got that monosodium sulfate type stuff. I can't fool with that, because that's not good. When I go, that's why, and I do, I go a lot more now to the produce section. There's a banana. What is that? A banana. It doesn't have any, you know, I know what's in a banana is potassium and all the other kind of little stuff, but when I look at it, the kind of food it is, it's a banana. And I know if I take it and peel it and eat it, it's going to taste like a banana, and it's going to be a banana. Somebody offered me a banana flavored like muffins, and I turned the packet over, and it said all these different types of things. I was like, I don't want this. Give me a banana. And they said, well, it's only 100 calories. A banana is like 140 calories. Give me that banana. Because what we don't understand is our bodies process well what they know. So natural things is what our body should take, because our bodies process it that way. And because we don't eat the right things, and because we keep putting all these processed foods and stuff in our bodies and so forth, we have certain things chemically wrong with us. Some issues that we have, some pains and aches and stuff, are because of our diet, arthritis, sciatica, lupus. Mm-hmm. Some of these things are dietary. Diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, those are absolutely dietary. We know those. Most of us have it in our families. Some of us actually have it. So it's the fact of the matter is, I wasn't looking at that. I was looking at the fact that, okay, I got an aunt, a cousin, two uncles, and a grandparent that have diabetes. This helps with diabetes. I have family members who are battling cancer, different kinds of cancer. The nitro, let me just explain the products. We have what they call as the sunrise. Now, based on the name, what time do you think you should take the sunrise, Ms. Jackie?
In the morning when I get up.
Absolutely. You take it in the morning. And basically what sunrise is, it comes in a nice, what we call a sexy bottle. It looks like a bottle of wine. It's a blue bottle. And all you do is pour a shot of this. It is nothing but wild Alaskan blueberries, different types of super fruits and foods that are born and plucked naturally. They're not touched with anything. They're not. They don't have any GMO. There's no extra anything added to it. It's just super fruits, with the main ingredient being wild Alaskan blueberries that they pick straight out of Alaska, bring them here, and squeeze them up and load them into the bottle, pretty much. And that right there, it gets you. It's all natural, and it gives you a boost of energy. It helps improve stress management, cognitive function, all of those types of things that keep your body. It even regulates your blood sugar and your cholesterol levels. Okay? So we're talking about, that's just from the sunrise. Now, we have the nitro, which is actually nitric oxide. And if you look up nitric oxide online and do some research on it, you'll see that that's the main thing that it's called, the molecule of life is what it's called. It basically helps your body, the blood circulation in your body, flow better. It keeps you from having inflammation. It keeps you from having all types of different ailments and stuff, and also improves energy, your heart function, your brain function, cognitive function, and even improves, you know, little late night sexual function.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's the nitro. You know, fellas don't have to go out and take Viagra. Trust me. Trust me. If you take the nitro, you'll get the same.
You'll be all right.
You'll be just fine. Need to go out there and have the little blue buddies. But anyway, I don't want to get off on that tangent anyway. And then there's the third product, which is Sunset, which, Miss Jackie, again, you take that at what time?
In the morning. I was stuck on the last comment. I'm sorry. My mind was. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'll excuse you this time.
I was thinking about rising.
I
Okay.
Yeah. The sunset, though, is actually one of the most potent forms of vitamin E, and it's also got your omega-3s in it. You take this at night. It helps to keep inflammation down, keeps blood flow going. It's basically when your body lays down at night from all of the cellular, you know, the cells that have got in the gym and stuff, you know, your body breaks down a little bit. So when you take the sunset, you go to bed, and these items basically help repair your cells that were broken down during your workouts and everything, or just broken down during your basic functions throughout the day. You go to sleep, and when you wake up, you actually have a pretty good function. What I've noticed out of these products, just from Kelsey and I taking them, me personally, I go to bed, my body no longer uses an alarm clock to wake up. It basically, once it gets the amount of rest it's going to get, it wakes up. Like this morning, I woke up about 4 a.m., and I was trying to go back to sleep, and I couldn't. And I was like, oh, I just lay here. I mean, I don't have to get up till about 6 or so. So I laid in the bed, and I was like, okay, I'll just be laying here, you know, just kind of chilling. But I wasn't tired. I wasn't sleepy. I didn't have any moments where I was feeling like I was going to fall out. But the product is, it's called a triangle of health because it's three products, and the triangle of health just basically gets you into the mode of your body starting to function the way that it's supposed to function on a normal basis. So if you're taking these products and you don't have anything wrong with you, it actually helps you to function properly even better than what you already are, especially even if you're in shape. You'll notice when you go to the gym and you're sweating and you're huffing and puffing, you'll have a lot more energy when you're in there. You're like, wow, you know, and you can actually go. I think Kelsey, we went to a birthday party this weekend and she caught me on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
Dancing. And I was like, she posted it on, yeah, we were doing the cha-cha slide or something, she caught me in the middle of the cha-cha slide when he go, can you go down low? And I'm like, okay. And then I look up and my picture's all over Facebook and people are commenting on it. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Okay. I told my baby, I'm going to get you. But
that just proves something working. Look, that just proves something.
Right.
Working.
This just proves something
exactly.
Working. You know, I didn't have any. You know, I'm not old. I mean, I'm only 36. But at the same time, I've got, you know, I've had knee ailments because I played football for a number of years. I played different kinds of sports and everything, and I still work out hard and lift weights. So I've had some ailments that I was dealing with, but using these products has helped me not to feel those aches and those pains and those little nagging aches that you get. So really and truthfully, this is basically what it is all about. You know, the opportunity is the opportunity, but the product is what I really love.
Okay, well, we got to get some important information out there real quick because the time is
absolutely
almost up. Can y'all believe it, 30 minutes? All right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I know, right? I told y'all. Okay, so first of all, tell us where we can find you, find your product. How do we find you? Tell us.
You can find us. Anywhere. We're on Facebook you can go Facebook, look up Kendrick Gordon or look up Kelsey Gordon. We also have an inspirational page that we're working on. It's called KG Success Factor. We're working on that. That is actually our personal brand that we're just putting out to just uplift and inspire the community, uplift and inspire the people, just something God has just led us to do. As far as if you are looking to have any products or whatnot, you can. We both have a website, a piece. Hers is Kelsey Gordon. That's KalceyGordon.
Keep going.
At .kayani.net.
And go ahead, give
and
yours.
Then, and mine is Kendrick Gordon, KenBrick. Gordon, Gordon, .kayani, that's KYANI, .net.
And family, if you're looking for them, you can also catch them on Full Circle's page and my personal page. I have posted it there. And if not, reach out to me. I'll send you the information. We need y'all healthy in 2015. We're moving forward, family. We're growing and getting stronger. We're evolving and prospering, not just in health, wealth, spiritually, personally, in your careers. I want you to be healthy all the way around. Anyway, family, it's just over that quick. Reach out to me. Let me know what you feel. If we need to bring them back, we'll bring them back. But hit them up on their website or on their personal page. KG Success Force.
KG Success Factor.
There y'all go, right. Family. Reach out to them. Show them some love. And if you don't do anything else, at least try the products. I need for y'all to be healthy. I care about you, all right? You too, I thank you. You are always welcome back on the show. You don't have to wait for me to reach out to you. You can always come back and talk to me, you know? I enjoyed having
right.
you. I yes. thank you.
We
thank
appreciate you so much, and we thank
enjoy
you for
it.
Having us, Ms. Jackie. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to get some products. Full circle, good
all
night.
Right.
God bless, and may peace be with us all.